Hi, I'm Kevin Eikenberry, and I'm here to help you reach your potential as a leader and a human being. Welcome to Remarkable TV. Today, we're talking about a truth, and it's a truth that if you ignore, comes with sizable risk. Are you ready? Let's get started. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, German statesman, writer, scientist, and more, like a Renaissance man kind of guy, said sometime before his death in 1820 the following: "Treat a man as he ought to be, and he will become what he's capable of becoming." Let me read that to you again. Treat people as if they were what they ought to be, and you will help them become what they are capable of becoming. That was true in 1800, and it's true today. It's a truth that we don't always think about. In other words, if we want people to become better, we have to focus forward. We have to look to the future, and we have to help people act. If we treat people the way they've been, we are living with them in the past. We're not thinking about their potential. I mean, this is at the heart of great coaching. Let me give you a couple of examples. So we do this with our kids, both in a positive way and a negative way. So sometimes with little kids, we'll talk to them about being a big boy, or they ate their meal like they were a big boy, and we're encouraging them to do what we really want them to do moving forward. And that's doing what von Goethe said we ought to do. But other times, we talk to little kids in baby talk, and there have been all sorts of documented situations where if we treat people or speak with people in a way over time, they tend to stay there and not move anyplace new. As a leader, you want your folks to move to a new level of performance, right? You want them to get better. You want to influence them to make those changes, to do that work. So the question is, what are you doing to help influence that? Are you helping them see their potential? Are you helping them see their future? Are you helping them think about themselves in new ways? Treat them as they ought to be, or as I would say, as you believe they can be, and you improve their chances of becoming exactly that. I mean, think about it for yourself. If there's a situation of something where you know you can't achieve something, you will act and behave differently than if you don't think it's possible for you to achieve that thing. So, as your coach, I need to help you see that possible, help you see that potential, treat you as if that's what you already are. So with that, let me give you today's tweet. If you want people to achieve something, treat them as if they can. So our belief in others is a huge part of our ability to successfully coach others. Part of our ability to influence people is to help them see what they may not even see in themselves. Belief. It's just one of the many things, one of the principles that we talk about in the Remarkable Coaching Workshop. It's a two-day interactive, fun, engaging, practical learning experience opportunity for you to build your coaching skills. And belief is just one of many, like 16 principles that we talk about and then apply to our work. It's a workshop that I designed and that I deliver, and I would love to have you join me in an upcoming session. You can learn more about that elsewhere on this page, and I hope that you'll do that, and I hope to see you at a future Remarkable Coaching Workshop. And I hope to see you soon on another episode of Remarkable TV.